the eastern province of France named Savoy, they had an ongoing physical problem with goiter to the point that people were terribly misformed and had all kinds of ill health. It impacted them militarily. The disfigurements were such that many people were exempted from military service until they discovered that if you take an iodine lozenge and regularly take them, that the problem of goiter would be taken care of and that the disfigurement and the pain that went with it could be avoided. Tragically, and in some ways we might think unbelievably, there were many of those mothers in Savoy who purposely withheld those iodine lozenges from their sons, figuring that if they became disfigured, and even if they had all that pain, that they would thereby be exempted from military service. And so they thought that was a better alternative. How terribly tragic that people would opt for something less than full and perfect health for such a reason as that. Well, in some similar ways, sometimes we opt for less than full and perfect spiritual health by avoiding service, serving together, Christian ministry. It's that basic to the Christian life. We can have a continual inflow of all kinds of good things, but if we miss out on service or an outflow, eventually we have pain in our Christian lives and we even have disfigurement in our spiritual Christian lives. I'm sure most of you realize that when you look at a map of Palestine, there are two major bodies of water. The one, of course, is the Sea of Galilee in the north, and the other is the Dead Sea in the south. Both of them have water flowing in. Only one of them has water flowing out. And if you were ever to visit the Holy Land, you would quickly see the drastic difference between the two. The Sea of Galilee is full of life. They're fishing all over the place. There are fleets of fishing boats, in fact, that travel all over the Sea of Galilee. It's surrounded by lush vegetation. But then you go to the Dead Sea, which only has water flowing in, and you visit a place where there's no life at all. In fact, the saline quality of the water is, I understand, the highest of any body of water in all the world. And it's not just that there isn't any life in the Dead Sea, there isn't any vegetation around the Dead Sea either. The difference, of course, being that one has water flowing out and the other doesn't. And again, there's a parallel to our Christian lives. We can have the inflow of instruction, of fellowship, of all the good things of Christian ministry. In fact, many people have all of those good things, but don't have an outlet in Christian ministry and service, and as a result end up far more like the Dead Sea than the Sea of Galilee. At Wooddale Church, we have committed together toward the goal, and admittedly a difficult goal to reach, of having everyone involved in some type of ministry. And by that, we say that ministry is serving others for the cause and for the sake of Jesus Christ. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different, and I admit that I'm taking a bit of a risk here because we don't often do it quite this way. We're going to let you prepare the sermon tonight. All right? Oh, you really, boy, if the facial expressions are any indication, we're going to have either a very long or a very short evening. When you came in tonight, you received a double sheet of paper all nicely folded and mostly blank. And I would like your help in filling this out. Now, I don't mean that we're just going to write some things down. I want you to tell me what you write down, and we'll put it on the overhead projector, and we'll proceed on through to discover some things that have to do with our own ministry. If you'll notice, there are four pages and four sections to fill out. We begin with, what are our reasons for ministry? That's the why question. Why should we be involved in ministry, particularly from Scripture? But there may be some practical reasons as well. We move on from there to resources for ministry. What are the practical, ordinary things that we have in our homes and in our lives and in our church that we can use to serve Jesus Christ? The third is who might be the recipients of our ministry. To whom shall we give this ministry? Who are the people? It may be people, I'm not going to give you the answers, that wouldn't be fair. And the last section are what are our resolutions for ministry? In other words, how can we put it all together? If we take the reasons and we take the resources and we take the people that can receive it, what would be some specific things that any of us could do? And I'm not saying that the person that gives the list has to commit to do that list, but not a bad idea either. All of us can get suggestions and ideas from one another. Are you ready? Are you enthusiastic? Do you understand? Does anyone want to leave? Lock the doors. All right. Let's get on with it. First of all, we're going to get some I'm going to prime the pump. I'll give you a suggestion for each one of these items. Let me get my see if I can get a sheet of paper here so I can lean on it while I write. Some reasons for ministry. I'll list one, and then I'm ready for your help. One would be to be like Jesus. For example, we're told in Matthew 20, 28, you don't have to give references for everything you think of here. To be like Jesus. Matthew 20, 28 says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. So if we're going to be like Jesus and we want to be like Jesus, then we too need to be servants. All right? Well, I need your help. You're going to have to forgive me because I'm going to have to walk around and move back and forth in order to keep our communication going. Who can give me some another reason why we should be ministers or servants for Jesus Christ? That's a good one. All right. How about a third? you're going to have to raise your hand or shout it out. Okay. The go ye, Matthew 28. So that we have to serve the world. All right? Some more reasons why we should be ministers or servants for Jesus Christ. Gets easier in the next list. Roland? Okay. Good mental and physical health. Often when any of us have difficulties in life, one of the things that we're told is common sense, if not by a professional counselor, is if you serve other people, it'll help you. All right, someone else has a yes in here too. Yeah, Roy? Okay, that's a command. By the way, if I misspell things or my handwriting isn't very good, just think what yours would be like if you were up here. So, bear one another's burdens. All right, another one? Joyce? Okay. To glorify Christ. Another, Denita. What does Matthew 9:38 say? I mean, I know, but actually, I just wanted to make sure that you know what it is. What is it? Okay, to send harvesters. So, again, it's an obedience matter, a job to be done. All right? Sure? Okay. To love one another, which is a command matter also. All right? I've been ignoring the balcony. Don? Great. What's the reference against 2 Corinthians? Because we have been ministered unto. Yeah, that's a great one. So we're responding here. All right? Don't worry, I have plenty of pages. We can fill the whole thing up. We won't take too much longer in this one. We'll move on to some others, though. Yeah, Brian?
2 Timothy 4:5.
Okay. Fulfill our ministry. What does that mean? Okay. Weren't you here for the section on hermeneutics and interpretation? Fulfill our ministry. I believe that God has given to each one of us a ministry, and if he's called upon us to do specific things, then if we're going to do it, we need to do it. He's called upon us to do that. I haven't been looking over in this direction. Okay, Tom. Okay. Off ourselves, which implies, of course, that it's onto others. Some more reasons? Yeah, George? I heard the John 13:16, but I didn't hear the rest of it. Okay. Which is, again, being like Jesus. Servant, master. We've completed the list. Okay, Roberta? Okay. Use our spiritual gifts. I'll give you a great test. There are four passages of Scripture on spiritual gifts in the Bible. Most of the numbers are the same. The books just change. They are, who knows what they are? Romans 12, I heard. That's good. 1 Corinthians, same number. Huh, that was very good. Ephesians, 1 Peter. Hey, you got it. Great. Those four passages tell us about the use of our spiritual gifts. All right, mothers. Greg. Okay. To show God we love him. All right. Any others? Yes. Okay. Feel a part of ministry in the giving part? That's great. Yeah, you really don't feel a part of something unless you're participating and doing something. Sort of back to the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. All right? Don't worry, I'm not going to go on. Any more transparencies beyond this one? Any last items before? Any balcony people? Don, are you the only one up there that's thinking and participating? You need to work on some of your friends. Go ahead. Okay. God's desire that none perish, and our involvement in ministry so that that can happen. All right, one more. Yeah, sure. Right. Okay, that's one that I had written down. Treating others is the way we treat Jesus Christ. That's really a powerful passage of Scripture. All right, let's move along to the second page of our sheet for tonight, which focuses on the resources that we have for ministry. Now, again, let me sort of prime the pump. And by this, I mean, and this is really an easy part that we can all participate in, I mean specific things, not generalities here at all. So let's talk about our homes, which may be a house or a mobile home or an apartment. But that's certainly something that God has given to us that we can use to serve other people. Now, I would think that we can get a huge list at this point. What are some other things that God has given to us that we might use to serve others? Louder. Somebody up, halfway up, tell me what was said. The Bible? That's good. That's not on my list, but that's good. Mine weren't that religious, to tell you the truth, but I'm glad that someone got that on the list. All right. Yes, Jamie. Time. That was on my list. us non-religious types get the same items here, I guess, all right? We can give our time to others, okay? Let me take over here first. Todd, what? Money, all right? Don't worry. What children say is no reflection on their parents at all. It's there's no relationship. Just we don't put those things together. All right, someone else is. Talents. Okay, I'm not going to let us get by with being that general. I would like to talk about some specific talents. I have one, all right? I don't have this one. I mean, there's two ways of saying this. I thought of one that someone else could have. Gardening. Can you think of ways? We'll come to this later on. But can you think of ways of serving other people with the ability to... what do you do with a garden? Make a garden? I don't know if that's a dig a garden, plant a garden, what all the other things. What are some other talents? And we're not talking again about totally spiritual things, but talents that we may have. What would be some others? Music? Cooking. That was on my list too. Not on my list that I do, but that I have done unto me. All right? Some others. Okay. I'm not sure if that belongs in this list or up with homes, but hospitality is certainly ties together with those. Okay, Jamie again? Babysitting? Okay. Well, talk to you later. All right. Yeah, Gary? Winning? Losing? Okay. Okay, sportsmanship is a quality of the way of doing it. I guess I would think more in terms of athletic ability. I think someone can play on a team and use that as a significant way of service to other people. All right, I've been ignoring this whole side over here. Do you have any good ideas? Yes, one. Carol. Drama, all right. Carol has a master's degree from the University of Houston in drama, just in case you couldn't tell by the way she said that. Okay, super. All right, on the far side. Yes. Driving. All right. You don't mean golf, you mean cars, right? Yes. All right. Teaching. Balcony people, you got some ideas on this one? Huh. When we dismiss, I'd like you to stay up there, and I'm going to come talk to you a little bit more. All right, any others? Writing? Decorating? I didn't hear that one. Okay, I'm not sure that's a talent, but that is certainly a resource that God has given to us. I think that comes under another category here. Maybe we'll leave the talents. Let's get back to some other things like that. Ralph? Fixing. That's back to talents again. By that he means repairing. Right? That kind of fixing. All right? Any others? Okay. There's a hand over here. Sewing. All right. Yeah. Talking. Okay. Again, no reflection on parents is meant at all by that. Let's add to that the telephone. You're writing all these things down because we're going to pull them all together. Let's switch for a moment here. What about some other tangible things? We've been kind of general in terms of time and money, homes, things like that. What about some specific items that we may own? Okay, well, I think, again, that's a type of item that belongs here, but we'll add love to our list because that's certainly a resource that God has given to us. Are there other specific things? A car, all right? I didn't hear that one. A cabin, all right? What was this one? Okay, I think all of these things together are going to, we're going to come to that in just a few minutes when we'll tie it together. What about some other specific things? Yeah, loss? Okay, that's the other side of talking, isn't it? All right? Any others? We were talking about this at lunch today with our children, and I had on my list a snowblower and a lawnmower. Okay. Garage tools. You think of some other things like that? Resources that God has given to us all, or to some of us? A camera. A patio. That's part of your house, but that's a good one. That's right. Hold on. Why do you do all your talking when I'm changing transparencies here? Food, patio. What? I didn't get all.
Radio.
Okay. All right. Books. TV. All right. I'm writing it down. I can put it down any way I want. All right. A computer. Okay. All right. All right. What was that? Already got it. All right. Let's move now to the next installment in our four-page list. And that is recipients. And again, I'll prime the pump. I think that family is a key place to begin. If we're going to learn to serve other people, we are going to serve other people, then our children and our parents and brothers and sisters and other relatives are an obvious place to begin. But there's a multitude of other people whom God has given to us that we can serve, utilizing the resources that we've already talked about and the reasons that we've already listed. Now, who can give me some more people, specific people, to whom we can minister for Jesus' sake? Sue? Neighbors, all right? Okay, I think that we got the same thing at both places, co-workers, people where we work, all right? On the far side of it. Al? All right. The elderly? I didn't hear that one. Classmates, all right. Okay. Medically, is that what you said? Mentally, okay. Or those that are in various forms handicapped. All right? Yeah. All right, roommates. A lot of husbands and wives sort of nudged each other with that one. That's still part of the family. Okay, yeah, Greg? All right, teachers. All right, John? Got the same one? Teacher. You can do your teacher, too. That's okay. We'll get both teachers in there. All right? Tenants. That's interesting. That wasn't on my list. That's good, though. Okay. That's good. Others who serve you. Waiters and waitresses. All right, others, yeah. The bereaved, yeah. When do those who are bereaved most need service? Do you know? Yeah, later. Usually, all kinds of people come and want to help out and be involved shortly after a death or a funeral, but if you really want to help people that are hurting, it's very often a month later or 6 months later when everyone's gone home and have been forgotten, and that's when we can really go and help those people. All right? Way in the back. All right? Children from broken homes. Yes? Yeah, that's interesting, because we often think of them serving us rather than our serving them. All right, I've been ignoring... the hospitalized... Okay, non-Christians. All right, our own friends. Okay, way in the back over here. All right, strangers. The person who has the flat tire when you're driving along, or the person who's stuck in the snow, or whatever that may be. Yeah, Earl? Pastors. It's good. Appreciate that suggestion. Yes. Yeah, that's a different category, all right? The imprisoned. All right, or jail. We hope that's a different category. Most of the time, it's a different category. Way back, Nadine. Newcomers, right. That may be newcomers within the life of a church, or maybe newcomers within our community, or newcomers at work. Yeah. Tennis partners. I pointed at two people in a row here. I didn't hear yours. Okay. Tennis partners, usually that's a different group of people, too. Inner-city people. Who are the particularly needy inner-city people right in the last few years in our own metropolitan area? Indo-Chinese people, refugees that have come from various parts of the world, primarily from Southeast Asia. All right, just a little bit of space left on our list. What are some others? Elaine, is that hand attached to you? All right, missionaries. All right, we got elderly on the last sheet. I took that one down, though. Is there anybody that we haven't gotten yet? Yeah. Okay, I think that's tied in with community leaders, but it may be political leaders that go outside of our immediate community. All right? Yeah. All right. Doctors. Again, people that we often think of as serving us. Yeah, way in the back. You're going to have to shout it out. Okay, the chemically dependent, whatever the chemical may be. All right, the list can go on, and you probably have, I hope you've already, added some others to your list. That brings us to the final page of deciding what can I do. And I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to adequately write down everything that you're going to say here, because this takes more than a word or two. But let me, again, prime the pump for just a moment. I thought one of the suggestions that someone had was writing. I'm not sure whether that writing meant writing articles or whether it meant just writing a note or writing a letter. But suppose that I were to have the resolution to write 3 notes of encouragement per week for a month. Wouldn't that be a marvelous resolution for me to have, both within the Christian community or outside the Christian community? A service to others in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, who can give... I think I'm going to turn that off and walk away from you, because I have trouble hearing with the machine running. Who can give me some more resolutions of specific things that we can use, that we can do, particularly using the resources and the recipients and the things that we already have on our list? All right? All right, start a Bible study at work, a ministry using the Bible with our co-workers, a good combination together. Some others? Okay? All right. Have a resolution to share something about Jesus Christ once a week with other people. Yes? Do what once a day? Pray once a day, all right? We could particularly decide, as Pastor McDowell suggested earlier, that we take the names off the news and needs and pray daily for those people, maybe somebody we don't even know, and we could tie in the business of writing a note of encouragement. maybe even calling the church office and saying, here's somebody whose name was on the news and news sheet last night, and I'm praying for that person, and I don't know their address, but if you'll give me their address, I'll send a note telling them that I'm praying for them. All right, some others. All right, Greg? Do what? Okay, have prayer meetings where we can get together with other people and serve them and in that way. Okay, way in the back. All right, invite people to dinner. That's certainly using our homes and hospitality. One thing you might do is particularly invite to dinner those that you might not think would ordinarily be invited. Now, if after church tonight you get 12 invitations, you obviously have, you're the one that people didn't think would be invited. All right? Brian? Do what? All right, we can read. That's another possibility. All right? Some other things. Some specific resolutions of how we can serve other people. Yes, Darth? All right. Pick up other people and bring them to church. You know, that's a specific, and just as a word, reminder to us, we have had numerous times where we have had people that have been willing to come to church and not had rides, and we've had difficulty, honestly, really had problems finding those within our church community who will go out of their way or commit themselves to a regular schedule of just driving other people to church. So a really specific and significant ministry that we can have. Others? Okay. All right, visit nursing homes. Many people have no one that ever comes to see them. What a service for Jesus Christ to regularly go to the same place, perhaps regularly go to the same people, and minister to them in the Savior's name. Others? Okay. All right. The resolution would be to... the next time that happens, to stop and help those people and that are stuck along the side of the road or whatever that may be. Cadell?
Teach a Sunday school class.
All right, teach a Sunday school class. Pastor Yates, do you want me to write that on there just in case anybody didn't see it? I think they all got that one. That's certainly a form of ministry. Okay, Brian? All right, tell people about God. Yeah. Okay. Tia and Lael, you were really on the receiving end of all this ministry thing during Tia's illness. And that's right. Those are the practical things that we most often need and where people can certainly help one another in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, our time's quickly running out. Let me just conclude by giving you a very important reminder, I think. And that is that when we do this, let's understand that it's ministry that is Christian ministry. It's not just helping people, it's doing it for the cause and in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's a difference. And you say, well, how can I make it distinctively Christian? I think there are two steps that we can take. The first step we can always take, and that is tell God. So every time we do something that's a ministry for others along the lines that we've talked about tonight, let's be sure to tell God that that is being done for His Son's sake. And then the second, which we can't always do, is try to tell the people to whom we're ministering. Now, sometimes that won't be possible. In fact, sometimes it may be a better witness to withhold telling them. But let's at least look for the opportunities, and when God gives us the opportunity, let's be sure to tell them that it's not just because we're nice people or just because we want to do it, but that because it's because we're Christians and we're doing it in the name of Jesus Christ. Like Jesus, we need to decide to be servants of others. I came across an interesting contrast in two lives. One is a tombstone epitaph that came from Warwickshire in England. And it goes like this. Here lies a miser who lived for himself and cared for nothing but gathering pelf. Now, I know you don't know what pelf is. That's stolen goods or ill-gotten gain. Here lies a miser who lived for himself and cared for nothing but gathering pelf. Now, where he is or how he fares, nobody knows and nobody cares, because he didn't serve other people. What a contrast to also in England, in St. Paul's Cathedral. An epitaph to General George Gordon, which says that this is written sacred to the memory of General George Gordon, who at all times and everywhere gave his strength to the weak, his substance to the poor, his sympathy to the suffering, his heart to God. In Jesus' name, may we all be servants and ministers whose faith really works. Tonight, you've prepared and preached the sermon. You go ahead and practice what you've preached. Pastor White.